Hello and welcome to another exciting show of Game Watch Today. That is the Uprising edition for Storm Rising, which the Uprising is the actual Storm Rising of the people that are mad about the event. What up, everybody? This is Mike Fisher, Big Fish, Game Watch Today guy, coming at you with another episode that's been long overdue of the podcast. Just so you're familiar with me and everything that I do, go to GameWatchToday.com and whatever. Anyway, let's get right into it, because I said so. Overwatch dropped the new Archives event, and it's called Storm Rising. They also dropped the other two with it, and guess what? People are still mad at Overwatch. Everybody's like, hooray, a new event, new stuff. We've been asking for both these things to happen at the same time since the game first came out, and hooray, there's new stuff. We're in. Everybody's back in. And then it dropped. And then everybody's like, no, I'm out. I'm out again. Because I told you, I didn't like the game in the first place. And everybody that was mad at the game is just continuing to be mad at the game for no reason. It's like, it's the same thing. Stop. Your complaint is the same. You're just, taking that complaint and pushing it off on this other thing. That is really good, actually. So, they have a new... So, Overwatch has a new, like, animation team on, like, in the house. In Blizzard House, there's a new animation team that is working hard to, like, make these animations happen. So, it's not just, like, some, like, hand-drawn nonsense. You know, hey, those are great. You know, like the storyboard kind of animation, whatever, moving around, pictures, fine. But, you know, we want to see like this, like it's the, we want to see the animations happening, like the move, like, you know, like everybody wants these cinematic movies. So guess what? Blizzard spent like a whole bunch of money and got this animation team in there, and they got this, like, subcontracted animation team to make these animations happen. So, guess what? You got it. You got what you wanted. But then you started complaining because, oh, well, the actual gameplay is only 8 minutes. Well, guess what? Some of the quick play matches only last 8 minutes. It's no longer than a quick play match. Retribution was... quite honestly, as well as Uprising, were way too long. It just took forever to do those matches, or whatever they are. Whatever you call them. Anyway, to me, those just, like, it got boring after a while to go. You had to, like, go through the whole thing, and man, this is like, boom, and it's done, you know? You roll through it, and it's easy. And it's not about that it's easy, it's just like it's fun. You just do it and who cares? It's fun. Like, I don't know what these people want. It's confusing. Hey, if you don't like Storm Rising, then go back and play the other one. And get your whatever you gotta get and be done with it. Because that's what I'm hearing a lot of. I'm just gonna play and then be done with it. It's like, okay, whatever. Whatever. Whatever, just keep being mad at Overwatch for no reason. Just keep being mad at Blizzard for creating Overwatch in the first place for the, like, year and a half you spent playing it and you had fun with it, and now you're just, like, you're pissed off and bored at it. Whatever. Hey, look. I'm going to defend myself here because I'm taking flack for what I said. And what I said was basically it's good. It's good, it's fun, deal with it. And why is it good? Because it's shorter. It's shorter, it's fun to play, you just roll through it and you're done. Yes, it is fun. Fun is to be had. If you take a step back and stop being so cynically asshole-ish about things, you would consider the fact that things are fun in life. Now, I'm the first one to be a cynic little asshole about things, but this, you know, hey, it's just fun. It's like, who cares? It's a thing that you play, and then you go back to playing the regular game. Like, these events are just supposed to get people to come in and play it again, and then they usually go away anyway. So, whatever, you know? It's like, they're trying their best. And so, let's just break it down real quick. So, this is the real quick breakdown. So, one of the complaints... So, a lot of the complaints is about the story, the cinematic, the ending, and all the repeat of things that are in the game. Great. Whatever. So, here it is, the quick breakdown. This Storm Rising event ties in a lot of things together. It ties in the first two together to it, and then shows it looping forward to whatever the next one is. Like, even with the cliffhanger at the end. I'm not going to give it away, because if you haven't seen it, what the heck. So people complaining about, like, the story, Tracer doesn't get to ride a motorcycle. Who cares? You know Tracer's not going to ride no motorcycle. That's not even gameplay mechanics. Come on, get over it. So, like, if that's your main complaint, then just go back to playing God of War 6,000 times. I don't care. So, you know, we got the... Yeah, so the main story or whatever is great. Because it ties the first... if you look at it, the first two... So it's going in succession. It went way back, and then it's going a little bit forward, and now it's going only 6 years prior. And now the next... Now that's setting up the next one that will be a little bit closer to, like, now. So then, like, you know, like, even maybe, like, year five, we might get something that's, like, present day, and, like, you gotta, like, fight each other or something like that. You know, like, actually, like... Overwatch versus Talon kind of thing, you know, like it might actually be like some kind of brawl, like a PvP brawl instead of a PvE brawl, you know. So I don't know, but that's it. It ties it all together. It makes the first two relevant to itself, and then makes it therefore showing that we are going to have another one at the end with the cliffhanger, like, oh, like, you know, people have said, like, hey, why didn't we get a, you know, another, just continue the story right after the end cinematic? Like, why would they do that, though? That's confusing. Like, why does it need to have the continuation after? It's like, that's it. Like, why would you have a continuation of a movie right after the movie ended? You're going to wait a year for another movie, most likely. Like, you're not going to get... Am I right? You're not going to get the next movie 3 months later unless it's Avengers Endgame right after Avengers Infinity War or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, chill out. It's coming. They're giving it to you so you can think about it. Like, dude, this is happening. And it's exciting. And we get, like, three new heroes. Like... We have potential of three new heroes in the game now. You know what I'm saying? That's what's happening. And if you don't want to deal with it, and you can't wrap your head around it, then you better start doing it. Or else get out of my game. Get out of my game, bro. That's all I'm saying to you. Get out of my game. If you're just going to sit here and complain like somebody's giving you a loaf of bread... Because you have, like, 20 hamburgers and, like, here's a loaf of bread. Or here's, like, a bunch of hamburger buns with your 20 hamburgers. You're going to be like, no, I don't want your hamburger buns. I'm making the arm motion forward with my hand pointed out. No, I don't want your hamburger buns. Because those were obviously made by someone that has no idea what they're doing with video games. What? That doesn't make any sense. Exactly my point. Thank you very much. I'm done. So, look, I'm not trying to persuade anyone to my opinion because it's my opinion and not everything that Overwatch does is great. Please refer to any of my other podcasts where I like to complain about Blizzard and Overwatch because everybody has complaints about things, and everybody has different opinions, and my opinion is obviously vastly different than most people on this one. So suck it, because it's my opinion. Yeah. Anyway, that's all I got for today. Go play Overwatch. Go play the new event. It's heck of fun. If you don't, just check out my webpage or whatever, and you can watch the video about it, and you don't even have to play it. So that's it for today. My name is Big Fish. Thanks for listening. Snoop Loop, and good afternoon to you all.